Title: Writing Dark DnB Motifs in Ableton Live for Beginners. All right, let's write a dark drum and bass motif in Ableton Live, from scratch, in a way you can repeat fast on every new track. Quick definition so we're locked in. A motif is a tiny musical identity. Think 2 to 8 notes, not a full melody. In Dark DnB, the motif is usually minor key, tense, repetitive, and designed to sit inside the drum pocket like it belongs there. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 2-bar dark motif, a nasty but controlled lead or stab sound made with stock Ableton devices, and a simple arrangement plan that feels like a Riedel rolling tune. Step 0. Set up the session like a DnB producer. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature stays 4/4. Now create a few tracks. Make a MIDI track called Motif Lead. Make a MIDI track called Bass, just as a simple placeholder so we write the motif with the sub in mind. Make an audio track called Drums, either for a loop or for your kit, and create 2 return tracks, return A for reverb, return B for delay. On return A, load hybrid reverb. Choose a Hall algorithm. Set decay somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds, pre-delay around 15 to 25 milliseconds, then high cut the reverb so it's not bright, somewhere around 7 to 10k. And keep the return wet at 100%, because we'll control how much we send into it. On return B, load echo. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4 dotted. Feedback around 25 to 40%. Filter it so it doesn't mess up the low end. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8k. Wet at 100% since it's a return. This return setup matters, because in Dark DnB you want the dry sound to punch, and the space to be a controlled layer you automate. That's the vibe. Big but tight. Now step 1. Pick a dark key and stay in it. Choose a minor key. Common ones are F minor, G minor, D minor, C sharp minor. We'll use F minor. On your motif lead track, create a MIDI clip that's exactly 2 bars long. Before the instrument, drop Ableton's scale MIDI effect. Set the bass to F and the scale to minor. This is your beginner cheat code. You can experiment fast and you're much less likely to hit something that breaks the mood. Also, in the piano roll, turn on fold so you're only seeing the notes you're using. It keeps the editor clean, and it encourages you to repeat a small set of notes, which is exactly what motifs want. Now step 2. Build a classic Dark DnB motif sound using stock devices. Load Waveedable on the motif lead track. Start with a sawish wave, something slightly aggressive. Add unison, but keep it controlled. 2 to 4 voices, low amount. We're not trying to make a super saw anthem, we want a sharp, dangerous stab. Turn on a low-pass filter, ideally LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere in the range of 400 Hz up to maybe 1.5 kHz for now. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 5, because Dark DnB loves a little bite in the mids. Then the amp envelope, fast attack, basically instant. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain low, somewhere between 0 and 30%. Release short, like 80 to 150 milliseconds. The goal is percussive. If your notes ring forever, the groove gets blurry and the motif stops feeling like a hook. After Waveedable, add saturator. Drive it 2 to 6 dB and enable soft clip. This is one of the easiest ways to make the motif feel like it belongs in DnB. Then add auto filter. Keep it LP24. Set cutoff around 800 Hz to start, and add a small envelope amount, like 5 to 15%. So each note has a little spit or bite at the front. This can make a basic pattern instantly feel alive. Optionally, add corpus. This is a very DnB move. Choose tube or beam. Keep the decay short, around 0.2 to 0.6 seconds, and keep the mix low, 10 to 25%. If it gets whistle why, don't abandon it. Just remember, corpus is like a resonant character layer. We'll tame it with EQ. Next, EQ 8. High pass the motif so it stays out of the subspace. Start around 150 to 250 Hz. Then if you get harshness, especially after saturation, try dipping somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Finally, utility. Set width around 80 to 120%. And here is the discipline. For drops, don't go crazy wide. Dark often reads stronger when it's more centered. Now send a little to the returns. Reverb send maybe 5 to 15%. Delay send around 8 to 20. If it starts sounding washed, you're sending too much for the drop. We'll automate it later. Step 3. Write the motif. 2 bars. Groove focused. Before you touch notes, here's a coach rule that will save you years. Start from the drum pocket, not the scale. Loop a drum groove, even a basic one, and decide where the motif should not play. In Dark DnB, empty space is part of the hook. A super practical rule, leave a clear gap right before or right after the snare on 2 and 4. That snare is the spine of the genre. Let it hit clean. Now open your 2-bar MIDI clip and set the grid to 1/16. Keep it simple. 3 to 5 notes total, repeating. And keep note lengths short, typically a 16th to an 8th. Let the reverb and delay make tails, not long MIDI notes. Let's do 3 blueprint options in F minor, and you can copy one. Blueprint 1 is flat 2 tension, simple and ominous. The notes are F, G flat, F, E flat. That G flat is the B2, the minor 2nd, that is instant dread. Place the hit so they feel syncopated. Start with F, then put the G flat on a slightly off position, then return to F, then answer with E flat. On bar 2, repeat it but leave a gap before the last note. That little missing moment creates a hook without adding complexity. Blueprint 2 is minor 3rd hook, a classic rolling vibe. Notes are F, A flat, F, C. The trick here is rhythmic placement. Put the A flat on an offbeat 16th so it lurches forward, and let the C at the end imply tension against whatever your bass is doing. Blueprint 3 is tritone menace, heavier and more techie. Notes are F, B natural, F, E flat. B natural against F is nasty tension. Use it sparingly, like 1 or 2 hits per bar max, otherwise it stops feeling special and just sounds wrong. This audio version is shortened for playback.